Hebrews chapter number 7. Hebrews chapter number 7. We'll begin reading this morning at verse 19. Bible says, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without a oath he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needed not daily, as these high priests, offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the man who is consecrated, but maketh the son for which is consecrated forevermore." I want to preach a little while this morning, God be my help, on this thought. God is able. Amen. God is able. Amen. But I want to think about this. Have you ever thought about what God is able to do? I think sometimes we neglect the thinking on what God is truly able to do. God's able to do all things. Amen. The Bible says so. And the Bible says that He's able to do all things well. The Bible says so. And the Bible says that there's nothing. Does anybody know what nothing means? Nothing. It means that there's not anything that God can't do. There's nothing impossible with God. He can even do things, praise God, that we don't think is possible. And He can. There's a lot of things that's not possible in this world. There's a lot of things that you and I can't do. But there's nothing that God can't do. Ain't you glad for that? I want to give you about three things right quick that God is able to do. That God is able to do. Number one, God's able to save. Amen? We see it in the volume book. We see it in the text. He said the law made nothing perfect. Amen? The law made nothing perfect. In other words, under the law, nothing could be made perfect. So how do you say, well, Pastor Jeff, then how do we attain to perfection if the law can't make perfect? That's a good question. He goes on and gives an answer, but the bringing in of a better hope did. See, we had the law, and God said, we've got to have something a little better. See, the law was our schoolmaster to teach us that we could not do good. We couldn't do all the things that we needed to do to be pleasing to God. You and I couldn't. We don't have the capability, we don't have the capacity to do all the things that we need to do to be pleasing to God. Amen? But He said bringing in a better hope did. By the which we draw nigh unto God. He said it's because of that better hope that we're able to draw closer to God. Now what is that better hope that we have this morning? The Lord Jesus Christ. He is that better hope this morning that we have in the Lord. It's by Him, by Lord Jesus, that we draw nigher, we draw closer to God. And our objective ought to be this morning to draw closer and closer until we just fly off into portals of glory to be in the very presence of God Almighty. That's my hope, and that's my hope for accomplishment today. Amen. Not that I want to go today. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, praise God, if God's so good and everything. I said, we ought to just go ahead and go now. I said, well, I'd love to go now if it's my time, but it's not my time yet. So what we have to do is just serve the Lord, love the Lord, just draw closer to Him, and just a little closer every day. And then one day, praise God, we'll just wake up one day and be in the presence of the Lord in glory. One day, young'uns, we'll get to go home. He said, well, preacher, we're going to go home in a few minutes and go over, you know, where such and such, wherever you live, on such and such road. Amen. That's where you dwell in this earth. But if you're a child of God, praise God, you've got a home in heaven. Amen. You've got a place that's prepared for you, just like it's prepared for me. And boy, I appreciate that, don't you? I know it. He said, because we have this better hope. He said, inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. Amen. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he was made a priest, not only a priest, but our great high priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him. Talking about God the Father. And the Lord speaks, and he said, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Now he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, the Lord Jesus Christ has become the great high priest of God after the order of Melchizedek. Now Melchizedek, the Bible says, he had no beginning and he had no ending. Amen. So he had no beginning, had no end. And he said, this is this priest that we have now, the great high priest that we have, he has no beginning. He was after order of Melchizedek. He has no end, no beginning, and he has no ending. That tells me that he's never going to give up on me. That he is able to do anything, praise God, and everything that I need him to do. He said, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. So they said that Jesus Christ is a surety of a better testament. That the testament we have, praise God, is better because of Jesus. Amen? He said they truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. So there had to be a lot of different priests. They were sworn into office and they lived as the priest for a time. And then because of reason of death, they was taken out of here. So then they would have to swear in another priest who would serve his time. He'd do what he could for the glory of God. And then he would expire too and go on out. And then they would have to swear in another one. Amen. He said, but this man. Now he's not speaking about just any man. He's speaking about the God man. See, that's who Jesus is. He's not just any man, wasn't just any man, but he is the God man. He said, but this man, because he continueth ever. Amen. Now, ever literally means forever. Hath an unchangeable priesthood. I mean, he was made the priest. He was made our great high priest. And he's still the great high priest today. Amen. He continueth forever. Amen. He says, wherefore he is able. Now, watch this. He is able. So what does that tell us? That God's able. Amen. He said, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Amen. So this great high priest that we have, which is Christ Jesus the Lord, is able to save us, praise God. Amen. We're able to be saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. We come to God by him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's how we get to the Father. That's how we get to heaven. That's how we're reconciled unto God. Those of us that are sinners, that includes us all. Because the Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But because we're, praise God, but because we've been saved, amen, our sins have been cleansed through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we come through Jesus Christ into the presence of God. And says, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So we see the power of an almighty God to save. So we see today that Jesus is able to save. He's able to save from the guttermost to the uttermost. He's able to save every old sinner, praise God, that'll come unto him. Amen. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son, that through him, we might be saved. Amen. And in John chapter number 3, very familiar passage. Amen. Verse 15, he says, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. In other words, he loved it so much that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever, me and you, your family, your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, your kinfolk, believeth in him should not perish. In other words, to be made marred and made useless for the portals of glory, a place called heaven. But have everlasting life, life that's forever, that life that's everlasting. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Amen? So it's through the Lord Jesus Christ we're saved. So He is able to save. He's able to save you. He's able to save me. I've had people tell me before, well, preacher, I just don't know if God can save somebody like me. Hey, listen, brother, if He was able to save me, He's able to save anybody. Amen. You say, well, preacher, was you worse than most people? In my mind, I was. Amen. I wasn't no good. I wasn't no count. I was just no lost sinner going about lost sinner ways. But Jesus come to me, praise God, and saved me by His marvelous grace. When I put my faith and trust Him, God is able to save to the uttermost. Amen? Praise God. They say, and He is, it says through me or through Him, there's no other way to be saved. In Acts chapter number 4, verse 12, it says this. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen? So you say, well, Pastor Jeff, how is a man saved? How are people saved? How do people get in? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way, praise God. He said there's not another name, there's another way, or another purpose, or another plan to be saved than through Jesus Christ the Lord. And if people's going to be saved, they've got to get in, praise God, and be saved through Jesus Christ the Lord. Do you remember when the Philippian jailer, he thought that his escape, he was going to kill himself. They said, do no harm yourself, we're all here. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? He wanted to know. What did they say to him? In Acts chapter 16, verse 31, they said this, and they said, believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now watch this, and thy household. Amen? Let me ask you a question this morning, church. Is your household saved? Are your people, your children, your kinfolks, your youngins, your brothers, your sisters, your mamas and daddies, are they saved? I mean, are they ready to go to heaven? What happens to them if they die today? Where will they spend eternity? What about you? Are you saved today? The Bible says today is the day of salvation. We have to know today, praise God, that we've been born again, that we put our faith and trust in Jesus, praise God, the Savior world. That there's no other way, there's no other name, it's just the name of Jesus that we believe and trust in to the saving of souls. But the question is that we have to ask ourselves, do we truly believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not just the head knowledge, it's not knowing about Him. As a lot of our people know who Jesus is. I mean, it's prevalent in the world. There's a lot of people don't want to know about Him, but they know who He is. But it's more than having a head knowledge, it's having a heart knowledge. It's accepting Lord Jesus Christ and the sacrifice He made for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Inviting Him into their hearts, saying, Lord, I'm an old sinner, Lord, and I know You died for my sins. Would You please forgive my sins? Save me by Your marvelous grace. But do we know? He said, believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. Are you a believer today? Amen? But is your household saved? It makes us, I got to thinking, I said, you know, we need to question ourselves. Amen, praise God. If we're truly a believer, praise God, what are we doing to see the household saved? Because he said, hey, listen, he said, if thou believe on Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. He said, you'll be saved if you truly believe on Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, your household will get in too. They'll come to a point, praise God, they can't stand it no more. They'll want to be in with you. I mean, they'll see some excitement. They'll see some rejoicing down in your soul. They'll see some changes taking place. I said, without change, ain't no chance. I'm telling you what, something big as the Holy Spirit of God moves into your heart. Amen. We have a great high priest, praise God, who's a high priest forever. He's not changing. And when he spends the Spirit of God, he moves into your heart, praise God. Something that big moves in. That old junk has to flee. It has to get gone. Ain't no place for it no more. Amen. We can hold on to it. Harbor it, if you will. Amen. That old junk that we used to have. That old fighting spirit. Amen. Praise God. If we want to fight, we ought to want to fight for Jesus. Amen. Do what's right. Praise God. Give God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we're going to fight, we ought to fight for Jesus. Lifting up His name, praise. Being those peacemakers, loving each other, drawing close to each other. Praise God. Help out where we can. Amen. God's able. When we put our faith in Him, I told the Philippian elder, pray God, he said, if you believe on Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Amen. And your household. If your household isn't getting in, praise God, then we need to be believing, trusting, putting our faith in Lord Jesus Christ more, praying more, seeking His faith more, drawing closer to Him than we ever have tried to get close before. Draw up in His lap. Come up in Jesus' lap, praise God, and just snuggle up to Him. Say, Lord Jesus, I want You to just wrap Your arms around me and protect me from the wiles of this world, from the crazy people that I deal with every day. Amen. That I struggle with every day. I want You to protect me from them. Amen. Take me out of the snare of the devil. Put my feet upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, my Savior, because God is able to do that. He's able to do exceedingly abundant above anything that we could ask or think or even imagine. Amen. When we trust in Him, He asked the question. He said, thou shalt be saved and thy household. I won't say, praise, it's about time we started getting folks in. Start desiring to see folks get saved, praise God. Say, listen, you need to get in, need to go to church with me, need to get in fellowship with me, need to get in, pray with me because we're getting ready to go home. Well, I just live right over there. Amen. You say, yeah, I know you dwell over there, but praise God, we're going to be living up there. Amen. And I want you to be with me where I am. The Philippian jailer, he said, what must I do to be saved? Praise God. He said, that's what Christ desires to do. He desires to save. And said, wherefore, verse 25, wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, by Christ. To the uttermost. Amen. I'm talking about being completely saved. Completely getting into the family of God. Completely, amen, your name's written down, praise God, you're part of the family, you're part of the assembly, you're part of that good conversation that's going on in glory. Amen. Can you imagine when God the Father speaking, praise God, and those angels of glory, amen, and the Spirit of God is communicating with God the Father, and they're saying, yes, such and such is down there, boy, they're really running well. They're asking for help, Lord. They're seeking Your face. They're drawing closer. And boy, there's just such a relationship. And boy, I tell you, the portals of glory just lights up. Amen. See, the light of glory is God Almighty and the Son. Amen. Praise God. You know what keeps that light of glowing? Amen. The precious love of God and the love for God. So God is able to save. So is the same God that's able to save you able to keep you? Amen? If we'll let Him be the answer. If we'll let Him. Paul says this in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. He said, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. Now watch this. And am persuaded. There was a persuasion in Paul. Hey, in other words, he said, I'm persuaded there's no doubt about it. Amen. He said, I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. He's talking about that day of judgment. Amen. And he said, you know what? He said, I believe, I'm persuaded. He said, I'm not ashamed of where I stand. He said, I'm persuaded. I know whom I believe and I'm persuaded. He said, I'm of a persuasion that He's able, sufficient, and above all things to keep that which I've committed Him. What did Paul commit to Him? He committed his life to Christ. Amen. How many times did the Lord bring Paul through things? Now, a lot of times we think, well, because we get saved, praise God, everything's going to be, all hunky-dory, and everything's going to be okay. But there'll be rough spots in your life. There'll be rough spots in your Christian faith. Amen. Praise God. That's where we just bear down. We just trust the Lord. Praise God. Realizing that He's able to do all things. That God is able. He's able to do things that we can't do. He's able to do things that you can't do. He's able to do things that mom and daddy can't do. He's able to do things that Pastor Jeff can't do. But God's able to do all things and do them well. Amen. Paul says, he's able to keep that which I've committed to him against the day of judgment. Amen. Praise the Lord. So how is he able to do that? Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 18 says this, for that he himself has suffered being tempted. In other words, the Bible says that Jesus went through testing himself. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it'd been easy if you was God and you never had to go through all this to be Jesus. Amen. I won't say Jesus was tested. He was tempted. He was tempted of the devil personally. Passed the test. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for that he himself, Jesus, hath suffered being tempted or tested. But now watch what he says. And because of that, because Jesus was tempted, because Jesus was tested, because Jesus knows what you go through, and because Jesus knows what I go through. Amen. Praise God. He knows. Hey, listen. What you go through, the difficulties, the hardship, praise God, Jesus knows about it. He's our great high priest. He's there to make intercession for you because he knows you. He knows where you're at. He knows what you're going through. He knows the test. Amen. He passed the test. Said he is able to secure them that are tempted. Now that word secure means literally to help. Amen. Because Jesus has been through the test, because Jesus has been through the trials, because Jesus has went and endured the afflictions, Jesus knows what we go through. And because he knows what we're going through, he's able to secure us, he's able to help us during our times of testing. This whole world will test you. Amen. This old world will test you. This old flesh, this veil of flesh that we live in will try you. Amen. It's not always cooperative with the things of God. Hello? Hello? Say, oh me. Amen. But it said because he's tasted that suffering, because he's been tested himself, he's able to secure you and I, praise God. He's able to help you and he's able to help me. Amen. And God be the glory for it. So not only is God able to save to the uttermost, God's able to keep that he saved. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. I'm in my Father's hand, covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, no man can pluck you out of the Father's hand. Praise God. I believe that. Amen. Praise God. I believe it. If I didn't, I'd be like Paul said, of most men, most miserable. If I didn't have hope in the Lord. I know I can't keep me. I know I can't save me. If I can't save me, I know I can't keep me saved. But Jesus Christ is the one who saved me by his marvelous grace through faith. And I put my faith and trust in him. It's not my righteousness. Mine's his filthy rags, but it's his righteousness that I'm counting on. And praise God, his wrath. The Bible tells me here, he's after the order of Melchizedek. He don't change. Praise God. He's faithful. He's a faithful high priest that was before the foundation of the world, and he's going to be there past the end. I don't know how you get past the end, praise God, but he's promised to be there. Past my end and yours. Bless his holy name. So he's able to save us, and he's able to keep us. And he's able one day, now what? Listen to this. He's able to present us, praise God, faultless before the Father. Without sin or any such thing. Amen? What do you think about that? God is able to do that for me and you. He's able. The Bible says he's able to present us without fault. In Jude verse 24. Start saying Jude chapter 1, but there's only one chapter. In Jude verse 24, it says this, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Amen. So not only is God able to save you, not only is God able to keep you, but God is able to present you. Now listen to this. God's able to present you to himself for his glory into the presence of. Now there can't be no sin there because there's no sin comes into the presence of God. but he's able to keep you from falling. That's that falling away, that falling backwards. Amen? We put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, how does he do that? Through the convicting power of the Holy Ghost of God. If you're truly a born-again believer, Jesus will convict your heart. He won't let you go on in your own pernicious ways. He'll convict your heart to the saving of your soul, praise God, and then he'll keep your soul in right perspective with God. Amen. Praise God. That's what God does. Said he's able to keep you from falling and to present you. Now, when he says you, who's he talking about? You. Amen. He said, well, preacher, I don't know all about that. I mess up all the time. Amen. Anybody that don't mess up, raise your hand. Amen. I'm glad you didn't, because you'd be lying. I mean, we all mess up. We all come short. Bible said we all come short of glory of God. But God's able to even take those of us that fall and fail and come short. But he's able to keep us from falling, praise God. He's able to hold us and stabilize us, praise God, and one day bring us into the presence of God. And he said, keep you from falling and to present you faultless. That's without fault. Amen. Praise God. The world may hold things against you. And the devil, the accuser of the brethren, he's going to bring up things against you. Have you ever noticed that the old devil, he never forgets anything that you do wrong? And he never brings to your remembrance the things that you've done right. Amen. There's a lot of people in the world that way. They'll remember everything you've done wrong. They'll remember everything you've done that you said wrong. They'll remember every time you act hateful. Hello? But they won't remember all the times that you try to act decent and in order. They won't recall that. Amen? It's like when you do things, praise God, to make if you got a spot of land and it's all growed up and it's all festered up and it's just a mess. And you go in there and you spend a whole summer and you clean it off and you get rid of those briars and the brambles and the thorns and the weeds and the things that's on it. The next year you come up, praise God, and people come along and you say, yeah, boy, don't that look better? And they're like, what look better? What are you talking about? This field. It's always looked like that. Amen. That's always been like that. It was like that last fall. Amen. But they don't remember what it was like spring when you couldn't beat a rabbit through it. It's kind of the way that people look at our life, praise God. They don't remember what we used to be, or they'll remember what we used to be, praise God, but they don't remember what God helped us to become. They just assume like it's been that way the whole time. But praise God, I'm glad God Almighty is able, praise God, to present us unto himself without any fault. Without all those things on us, praise God, people can realize, amen, that a change took place. And we can be presented unto his glory. He said, with exceeding joy. It brings glory to God, amen, the life that we've chose to live through him. Amen. Praise God. So we get rid of all the briars and the brambles and the junk. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, he says this way. He said, that he might present it to himself. He's talking about his church. Amen. Who is Christ's church? We are born again believers. Let's trust the Lord Jesus Christ. That he might present it to himself, the church, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He said, God is able to even take you and me and present us to himself without spot or wrinkle or any blemishes. He said, won't be able to find no fault in us. Amen, because we're covered with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been birthed, we've been born, praise God, through the reconciling work of God Almighty. Because God is able to save us to the uttermost. Amen? Praise God. You say, how do you know? Because that's what God done in a reconciling work through Christ our Savior. Look at Colossians. Let me just give you one more and we'll hush and go to the house. Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1 and verse 20. Praise His holy name. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. He says, having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So He said, God is reconciling everything unto Himself. In other words, everything that is out of order in the world. Hello? Everything that is out of place in the world. God said He's reconciling, or He's putting it in order, praise God, through Christ Jesus. That through Christ Jesus, our whole life can be made right. Outside of Christ, there is no right. Amen? But through Christ, praise God, there's a reconciling work of God. It said, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So in other words, God says through Christ Jesus, He's able to fix everything everywhere. Now, we try to fix everything. We're problem solvers, ain't we? That's what bothers me about this Facebook stuff. People get on there and everybody's problems. Oh my goodness, their problems galore. Everybody's got problems. Amen? Don't just go in there and put, I have problems. Amen? You don't have to elaborate on them. Just put, I have problems. Somebody say, that's God, I do too. Because we all have problems. But we get on there and we're problem solving. We try to solve everybody's problem. We don't think about ours. Well, if I was them, that's what I'd do. Amen? Hello? And you run yourself crazy trying to figure out somebody else's problem. We ought to just bow our heads and say, Lord, please, would You just help them with the Spirit of God? Just move upon them. Help them, Lord, through this situation they're in. He said He had the power to do that in heaven and in earth. That you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. So God got a hold of your heart. And when God, now listen to me real quickly, I'm done. I'm going to finish up right here. When God gets a hold of your heart, He tends to change your mind. Amen? If God truly gets a hold of your heart, He will change your mind. You start thinking different. When you start thinking different, you start acting different. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Has God done that in your life? Well, if He hadn't, I'd hit the altar and say, Lord, I need that. I need a renovation of my mind. He said, in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. So He said that through the Lord Jesus Christ, that we that were alienated from God by the wicked things that we do and the wicked things that we thought, the way that we live, and He said through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. He said, there's nothing to bring up against you because you prayed and asked God, and it's all under the blood. You made it right with God. Amen? Praise His name. And then He says in verse 23, He said, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which you have preached to, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. In other words, He said, if you've got faith to believe and trust in God, then God is able to reconcile you unto Himself without fault or blemish or any such thing. Amen. God's able, praise God, to secure you, to help you, and give you the hope that you need, that I need, to persevere in this old world. And one day when it's all said and done, to fly away, to be with Him in glory. Amen. With the peace that passes understanding in Jesus Christ our Lord.